What? How? How are we supposed to learn English properly? Well, unless you're from a native family or from another country which has English as the number one language, let's give some examples, UK, USA, Australia, everybody knows that. But how are you supposed to learn perfect English if you're not from there? How? Well, in English, there's many different parts. There's grammar, there's accents, there's attitude, there's LPV, which is lip language, body language, etc. But now, how are you supposed to use them? Some people say, only grammar is enough, I don't know any accent, but I know the grammar, so it is okay. Some people say, oh, I know only accent, but no knowing grammar. What problem? See, none of these are right. The accent has problem with other things, and the one who knows grammar has the problem with other things. Now, how are you supposed to solve this? Every part in English is like a piece, of a puzzle. If one person keeps one piece each, then it can't work. You need to use all of these together to make the complete puzzle. This is a puzzle of life, of English. So you need to keep this together to get the full output. Not only that, there's also something else. You also need to see. Be calm. See what you are like. Your whole body is like a computer. Guys, you might think I'm a philosopher, but I'm not. I'm not that boring philosopher who only talks about philosophies. I am Afifa Anwar. I'm 11 years old and I'm here today in Tetal, Bangladesh to talk to you about how to use English. Now you can see, you are a computer. And a computer has many different devices which work together to make the peripheral devices which work. Your brain has two functions. It is the storage device and the CPU. The storage device keeps everything inside there. And the processing device carries all the actions out. Your hands are the keyboards and mouse, mostly mouse. Then, not only that, your eyes are the webcams, your mouth is the speaker, and your ears are the mic. Okay? So your mouth speaks, your ear processes them, your eyes are webcams with C, and you are the monitor. When you speak, when you do everything, you are the monitor. Everybody can see what you're doing. Okay? So that's it. Let's remember. Your eyes, they're webcams. That's an input device. Your ears, they're mics. That's an input device. Can you talk with your ear? No, you can't. So it will be an input device. It listens to everything. It processes in. It goes into your brain, which processes everything, makes it up. And then comes the output, which shows everything. You can share everything with your hands. You can share everything with your lips, with your talking, with your vibral actions. Your blood veins also are connected together. And your brain works as the processing device. Now, so that you can remember all of these, your brain can also turn into a storage device, and all of these will stay in your brain as a storage. So, now you can see how our body is just like a computer. Now I have a question for you. Can a computer part work for itself? Can a mouse work for itself? Can a monitor work without the CPU connecting them and the other parts helping? Can anything work on itself? Can your tummy work? Can your body work if the tummy didn't give it enough supplies? Would your eyes work? Would you have actions if you didn't have a brain? No. You need to listen to these. You can see that everything has a system. You just need to pull these together. If you can have the system of computers and bodies, then why can't you have the system of English? That's all for today from All Day of FIFA. I hope I can see you next time. I mean, hear to you next time. Next time, you can DM me or HMU me in your sister's account. You'll just share them to me. You can also send them in my number or in my Gmail. I hope you know that. If you don't, just check it. Just forget it. Just send it to your sister. Well, guys, that's all for today. See you next time. Assalamu alaikum.